You are now listening to the Inner Circle Podcast Network.
Hashtag no offense uses strong language and is intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Hashtag no offense.
Choice, babe.
This is my favorite version of this song.
It says it's L. King.
That's who it is. The voice is familiar. I just couldn't. You know what? Isn't that Rob Schneider's daughter?
Daughter, yeah. Wow, fucking yes. Super throwback to old HT Noss and the fucking Two Ring. Shout out to the Two.
Plus, Rob Schneider was in the movie.
Well, I know it was. Yeah, welcome back to another episode of Hashtag No Offense. My name is Chris, joined by the Duchess. And we just watched a movie, and this song was in the soundtrack. And she said, I know what we're kicking it off with tonight.
Dude, this song is awesome, like the original. But when I heard this version, I was like, this is the jam. If I was going anywhere in my car, I would bump it. Yeah, fuck that player.
L. King. I didn't know who she was then. I really
X's
still don't even know. Yeah, that's right. The whole thing with the old throwback on HT Noss was our old co-host Two Rings asked me to go to her concert, and then when I said yes, he was like, "Nah, that's cool. I'm just kidding." I'm like, so what was it? A fucking test? Fucking nerd.
There's a hot chubby white girl singing some songs. That would have went.
What?
She's not fat, but she's not skinny. She's normal size, I guess.
Regular.
Mm-hmm.
What was that movie called we were just watching?
Wrong Missy.
Yeah, it was one of them.
It had David Spade in it, and he looked like an old fucking lady.
He does have that old lady face. Like
Steven Tyler,
yeah.
Mick Jagger.
So yeah, some dudes, when they get old, they just turn into women.
Dude, when the insurance commercial comes on, they say they have a rat problem. That guy.
Who?
The lead singer of Rat, because they say they have a rat problem.
Oh, and then
they sing the song.
Round and Round?
Yeah. Round and Round. Man. And I'm like, he's got the eyeliner and everything on.
It's like Brett Michaels.
Brett Michaels still looks like a dude.
Same fucking thing. Remember when Rock of Love came out and I went to see Rat and Poison in concert that summer?
Did you go with Nick?
I did go with Nick.
Shout out Nick.
Yeah, so we just got done watching a movie. It's Saturday night. We're a little off the schedule, but we make our own schedule because we're our own bosses.
Well, you're Mr. Popular, so you're needed on multiple shows nowadays.
Pulled a little double duty last night. Little Creatures guest spot. You know, that's in full swing, and it's good. And then this morning, I couldn't get my act together.
Yeah, we didn't go to bed till late because we were hanging out in the hot tub.
Yeah.
And then Lucas busts in there. Scared the shit out of us because it was like after 12.
Yep. So I'm going to crack me a drink because we're back on the night grind and I can get that drink on some Blanche de Chambly.
Yep. That was the last time we went to Disney.
That's why I bought it. I was walking through Total Wine and I saw this in the aisle and I was like, ooh, that's a beer from Canada at Epcot.
And it was good too.
It is. It's very good and very refreshing. I don't know how to say the name of the brewery. I call it Unibrow, but I know it's not Unibrow. It's like...
Is that how it's spelled?
Unibrew. Like, look at the label. The neck.
Oh, I was looking at the bottom because it's like Unibrook.
Yeah, Unibrook.
You know, it's like, it's German, so it's probably like
hard. No, it's Canadian.
Oh, so it's like Unibrook.
Because
if it was German, it'd be like Unibrook.
You like bro.
But since it's Canadian, it's like, oh, Unibrook.
Product of Canada.
They are friendly.
I was going to say, we had it at the Canada Pavilion, so I would hope that it's Canadian, but you just
I don't know. I just walk through and look at all the pretty things. I do remember as a kid because there was a lot of flannel and some like big black bears in the shop we went in.
Not large black gay men.
No.
Hashtag No Offense Show is sponsored by Hemp Bombs CBD. Hemp Bombs are specifically formulated to provide consumers with a quality CBD product at an affordable price. And the many benefits of CBD and Hemp Bombs specifically include a reduction of anxiety, some increased sense of relaxation, a reduction of aches and pains, mood enhancement, and deeper, more restful sleep. Now, Hemp Bombs come in a wide variety of different products, including oils, gummies, suckers, vapes, and even products for your pet. There, it's been a while since we rolled out new shit from Hemp Bombs. Mm-hmm. End of last year, they gave us some different stuff, some new flavors on the oils. They gave us some pain patches, some sleep patches, some things like that that we tried, and we relayed that to you. We got a new batch of products on their way to us now to try. Ooh. And those include the pain freeze that you roll on. It's not a roll on now. It's like a little jar. You scoop it out with your fingers and you slather all over my big ass when my back be hurting.
Well, it's lower back.
They got roll on now.
Thank God.
Yeah. So that's
like I get all over my fingers, and if I touch myself, I'm tingling. It's like I got to be careful. It's like cutting up a jalapeno with no gloves, and you go to the bathroom, and you're like, ugh.
And when you think about me, you touch yourself.
Oh. And then it's hot.
they got the roll-on pain freeze coming. Nice. They got some higher potency oils on their way. CBD lotion.
Oh,
and get this, this is just for you.
Oh,
CBD bath bombs.
Yeah.
So with that being said, we are going to be running a new contest.
No way.
A new contest for all those new products. I haven't thought about what we're going to do yet, you know, but probably by the time this comes out, it'll be posted somewhere on our social media. So make sure you're following us on all the social medias at HTNOS and enter in a contest to win all the new stuff that you're going to win. It's kind of a little late. It's a week late off Mother's Day. This would have been a great Mother's Day gift pack. But if you fucked up Mother's Day, or if you just want to appreciate your wife or that special someone in your life, or if you just want to treat yourself, that's what we're calling it. We're calling it the Treat Yourself Contest. Treat yourself. Oh. God damn it.
Three words for you. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself 2011. The best day of the year.
Treat yourself.
All right.
Win some pain freeze roll-on, some CBD lotions, and some Hemp Bombs CBD bath bombs. I don't know the stipulations. We're not going to make it hard. It's not going to be a story. It's not going to be anything like that. Just follow the social medias and keep an eye out for your chance to win.
And keep listening.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are also sponsored by Onnit.com. Onnit is a health and fitness juggernaut dedicated to delivering complete and total human optimization. Through a wide variety of products and supplements, Onnit combines cutting-edge science, earth-grown nutrients, and time-tested strategies to help people reach their peak performance.
Word.
I need to branch out with the Onnit because I'm like exclusively Alpha Brain. Like when I was visiting Adam, he gave me some of their other stuff and I tried it and I felt like I liked it. I just haven't gone back to get some more.
Okay.
But they have a wide line of products. Alpha Brain being the front runner.
You got me gut health. I need to start taking that again.
You got the gut health. Yeah. Shroom Tech Immune. It bolster that immune system, especially if you're going out in the world and you believe everything that you hear on the news. Jesus. And all of that shit. But I'm not going there. Just take the Shroom Tech Immune. It'll boost your immune system. They got New Mood, fucking melatonins and shit, help you sleep, feel good, all of that shit. You know, like everything that I want to offer to you on the Hashtag No Offense Show that we have sponsored with or we have partnered with as sponsors is stuff that I use myself. Is stuff that
or want to use.
Or would like to use. You know, like stuff that I don't feel bad offering to you. I'm not going to try to sell you something I'm not going to use.
Mm-hmm.
So check it out. Onnit.com/HTNOS. Save 10% on whatever you choose to make yourself a better version of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like I said, Mother's Day last week. And how was your Mother's Day? Did you feel appreciated? Did you have a good Mother's Day this year?
I did. We had people over and we cooked.
Threw a little shindig.
And you grilled everything up and we had everybody over and that's the kind of stuff I like to do. I like to entertain. I like to have people over. And I spent the day with people that I love. So it was a nice day. It was a real nice day.
Yeah, my mom, my aunt, my uncle came over. My cousin and her kid.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lot of people over, cooked a lot of meats.
Yeah.
A wide array of meats on the grill.
We had salad, and your uncle's like, Melissa. And I was like, you know how we do? And he was like, yeah, overdue. Yeah. Just because we want to make sure we have something for everyone.
Something for everybody. So mm-hmm. Drink some beers, hung out in the pool a little bit, you know, cook some food. It was a nice little day, I thought.
Yeah, I've had fun. And then my Mother's Day present came the next day.
A couple days later. I was pissed.
But it ended up being really nice, and I love it.
You love it?
It's a big picture, and it's exactly what we need because we have nothing to put on the wall.
It's a canvas.
Mm-hmm. It's a canvas, and it has a picture of a beach on it, and then it has a sign in the sand with all our names on it.
Yep. Because if I could have found something with the pineapple, I would have, you know, because that's your brand.
I love pineapple.
But our brand is the beach.
It is.
Our brand is the beach and the palms, and I think that fits us, our vibe,
mm-hmm.
our new culture that we're creating in this home.
Yeah, just a chill culture.
that's it, baby. That's it.
But as everything starts to open up slowly, I was able to go with my aunt and cousin, Chelsea, to go get my nails done and my toes done. And
you said they were hooves.
Oh,
you
they were so bad.
You had to go get
so
your fucking hooves,
listen,
dude.
Listen, my feet were so bad. I had bought those baby feet booties where you put them on your feet and it has...
You are the queen of the weird... I want to call it health, but the weird beauty fucking things. I mean, like, we talked about it on here before where you stuck, like, fucking... fire in my ears for earwax,
ear candles,
dude.
Yeah. Hey, that shit worked.
You do so much weird shit, and then you come sloshing out of the bathroom with fucking plastic around your feet, and like I could hear liquid. It was like,
I thought it was gonna be a gel.
I said, "What are you doing?" You legit said, "I got acid on my feet," and I'm like, all right,
it's herbs. But you put these booties on your feet, leave them on for an hour, and then like all the dead skin or whatever is supposed to peel off your feet within like a couple weeks. And I didn't know it took that long, so my feet have been constantly peeling. But I was able to go get a mani-pedi with my cousin and my aunt, and I warned the lady. I'm like, hey, I put these booties on before I came here because my feet were already like peeling like mad.
Yeah.
But doesn't get into like the hoof part. So... That part was still pretty rough.
Ugh.
So usually, you know, you go in and they use like a pumice stone on your foot to like smooth everything out.
Yeah.
Bitch pulled out a cheese grater, used it on
like
my foot.
Like industrial, like stainless steel. Like, yeah. Let's get out the surgical tools and, yep. and hook up this fucking broad's foot.
Yep.
Wow.
So they got the cheese grater out and fucking, I broke the cheese grater.
No, you didn't. Yes, I did. That's fucking sick in and of itself. And then you busted it.
She was like pushing hard, I guess, on my foot. And then like the middle popped out. And I was like, oh my God, did I just break the cheese grater?
Damn. Uh-huh.
But the lady that owns the salon.
Treat yourself.
Her name is Ha.
Ha-ha.
Yeah, like I thought, like Chelsea was pronouncing it wrong. But
how else could you pronounce it? Would it have been hey?
No, I didn't know how it was spelled, but I thought maybe I was just not hearing it right.
Yeah,
and then I went into the back to get my eyebrows waxed because oh my God, I needed that done so bad.
Damn, they did that too.
They waxed
when
them.
when you ladies go to the fucking shop. It's like taking your car in for maintenance. Like
yeah,
they rotate
and it
the
costs
tires.
About the same.
They rotate the tires. They yep. fucking change the oil. They get you all.
Well, an oil change is cheaper than what I spent, but it was worth it, and I had a good time. But then I saw she had this thing on the wall that said "Ha," like H A, and it had like a nail polish bottle, and it was like one of those stickers you put on the wall or whatever. But this lady, I don't know if she's Vietnamese or whatever,
yeah.
But she straight up called her husband on speakerphone. He was like he had just gotten back from the store. So the pedicure that we got is called the margarita.
Of course it is.
So we were joking about having margaritas. This bitch called her husband. She had a premix of margarita in her liquor cabinet. She called him, put him on speakerphone, and talked him into bringing it to the shop, and we all drank margaritas.
No shit.
Yep.
And I guess you'll be going back there, huh? That's how you develop customer loyalty.
But when he pulled up in the truck, and they've got these two poodles, so they've got two poodles like in the truck, and he comes walking out. He is an old-ass white dude.
Yeah. Of course he is, dude. Further perpetuate the stereotype. Of course he is.
They've been married for 17 years, and they've got a 14-year-old kid.
I was thinking you were going to say they were been married for about 30 years because I'm like, when did Vietnam end?
Yeah. No, they're 17 and they've got a 14-year-old kid. And it was a really cool place. But for every place being closed for 2 months, it was not clean. Like, if anybody's going to get the COVID, it's going to come from that place.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because did they make you, I was going to ask you, like, how was it? One, how was it being back out doing shit like that? And two, did they make you do anything like when you were there? Did they make you put on a mask? Did they make you wear a glove? Did they make you fucking stay away from each other? Did you have to, like, alternate chairs? Like, no, what was the mode?
They had these plexiglass things that hang from the ceilings, like, on the nail, like, where you sit on the table to get your nails done. But, like, for the pedicures and stuff, they sit down by your feet. And
they, I mean, they wear masks anyway.
They always wear masks.
Yeah, so they're dealing with your stinky-ass feet.
Right, and, like, they want to breathe in dead skin cells.
Right,
so
right.
They don't want to breathe in dead skin cells. But, no, I mean, it was pretty laid back. It was pretty chill. We all just hung out. But the lady that did my feet, she did not do a good job.
How so? She was too rough with you?
No, she just...
Obviously, she broke the fucking cheese grater. You're trying to make a foot pizza.
You can just tell that she wanted to get out of there because they usually close at 7:30. Our appointment was at 6:45. I didn't leave until 10:30.
Oh, I know. The kids had separation anxiety because they've only seen you for the last 3 months. And then you're like, I'm going to leave for a few hours. And they're like, why isn't she back yet? Logan legit came out and was like, it shouldn't take this long. Why isn't she back yet? She mm-hmm. should be back by now. Like, dude, fucking chill out. That's my wife. I don't give a fuck. Why should you? Go.
Well, they take my appointment only now because you can only have so many in the store. So I figured, all right, I'll be there maybe an hour. They've got to have people to... What's the matter?
Nothing. There's foil on the top of this beer. I probably should...
Sitting
no, feet? I probably should have... No. I probably should have poured it into a glass because I drank it and the foil...
Taste?
Hit my lips. Oh. And it was all crunchy. But I didn't mean to derail you. Go ahead.
That's okay. So, what was I saying?
Something about the time. You had to make an appointment. And
oh, yeah. So I figured it only take about an hour. And we were there till 10:30. But she just wanted to get out of there. And she just, like, when you get a pedicure, you know, they massage your calves and your legs or whatever.
Yeah.
That bitch just rubbed some lotion on me and called it a day. And then did my toes. And, like, Sonia got the other lady, the hot lady, the owner. And she was, like, getting in between
her
toes.
Did you say hot or hot?
Ha.
Is she hot?
Yeah.
Ha's hot?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Ha-ha.
So, Sonny, she got the good massage. She was getting all in between her toes and, like, getting up under her, like, you know, the ball, the front part of your foot, like, getting up underneath there and, like, doing, like, all the stuff. And this bitch just rubbed some lotion on my legs and called it a day. I was kind of mad.
Yeah, well, that's one of the best parts.
You're paying $50 for them to fuck with your feet and paint your toenails give you a massage and all that stuff.
That's like I told you last week. That's like I told you last week when I get the MVP at Sports Clips. You know, like some of the girls are like you say that because they're supposed to rub that thing on your shoulders, that massager, and they're supposed to do the scalp massage and all that shit. And some of them just fucking do it and they half ass it or they're talking to the other bitch. And then you get the one that's like into it. Mm-hmm. And like I found out who the one that was into it was. And then that's why I was like, what's your name? And I fucking go exclusively to her because I'm like, if I'm fucking paying for it, I'm going to tip you well for pretending that you're into this shit. It's like a fucking exchange of service here. It's an exchange of goods. You live up to your end. I'm going to live up to mine. You know what I mean?
And all that lady was doing was complaining, oh, she's going to keep me here till 9:30. And she's like, I'm doing, because she had an appointment with this girl named Amy. And so she's like, I'm doing Amy's nails and then I'm going home. So she's just complaining the whole time. And then when Ha's husband came to bring us our margaritas, she's like, his name's Bob.
So, of course it is.
So when Bob came to bring us some margaritas, he's walking back because he got glasses with ice in it. He poured all our drinks for us and handed them to us.
Damn.
And like she's like, she's going to keep me here till 10:30 tonight, Bob. And he straight looks at her and said, well, you ain't worked for 2 months. And I was like, yeah.
Bob. Yeah. Fuck yeah, Bob.
If you don't like it, get the fuck out. And then she got done with the girl that she was doing her nails and she just left. She didn't help clean up. Sonny and Chelsea are sweeping the floors for her and picking up all the trash. Sonny put all the towels in the laundry for her. And I'm like, how rude is that just to fucking leave and not help clean up? It's terrible.
It's terrible.
But it was nice to get my nails done.
I'm sure it was nice to get a little...
And girl time too, because I don't really have a lot of that.
Well, I was going to say a little dash of normalcy back, you know, like going out and, you know, doing that shit. Because you do stuff like that for yourself, but it's usually like not
by myself.
Like, it's a quick thing. Like, you know, I'm going to stop here on my way home from work or I'm going to.
Well, that one time I stopped and I was gone for 3 hours and you were like, where are you? And I'm like, I'm still at the nail place. When I went to Marco's over in Ruskin.
Mm.
It was a long time ago.
You remember weird shit like that.
I do.
Fucking know.
Well, talking about kind of getting back to normalcy, we all took a family trip today to try to get the boys bikes, and apparently there's a national bike shortage. Just can't even get a bike online either.
That's a good thing, though, because what that tells me is that people are riding bikes. They're taking advantage of the time. They're spending time as a family. They're getting out.
Yeah, it's great for the people that have bikes, but not for the people that want one.
Well, we're coming in the fourth quarter, darling.
So I guess.
We'll wait until they replenish them. It's not a big fucking deal.
Yeah, I guess. I just really wanted to get them because I know, you know, speaking, we talked a little bit, was it last week or the week before, about this neighborhood and how great it is with the kids. And Friday, the neighbors next door, the 6-year-old and 9-year-old, were outside, and it was awesome. It's like they were all outside playing, and then the little boy next door was in our house, and then Lucas went over to their house, and they were just playing, and they were playing the Switch, and just hanging out, being kids. And I thought that was great. So I was like, I kind of wanted to get them this weekend because that family, they ride bikes and stuff around the block. And that way Logan can go around the block because this block is all girls and the block behind us is all boys. So I wanted him to be able to go out.
Yeah, it was super pathetic. You said he was running alongside the bike and shit while the other kid was riding.
Not that he knows how to pedal yet because he just keeps on putting the brakes on and he doesn't have the patience to try, where Logan is more like, I'm going to do this, where Lucas is just like, fuck it, I can't do it.
Yeah. That'll change. He's young. Yeah. When you went out to get your nails did, that got me thinking I should probably check to see, talking about sport clips, if they're open, because I've decided that I was going to grow my hair back and now it's too long and I got these sex curls. It's like the start of a mullet, the weird shit on the side. You know, I need some maintenance.
Right.
And I saw that they are open and it's a limited thing. And then I read a little further and I saw that they check your temperature when you come through the door. And if you're not wearing a mask, they provide one for you. And I was like, guess I'm growing a fucking mullet. I'm not going, dude. I'm sorry. I'm not fucking doing it.
Yeah, Sonia brought a mask with her just in case you had to wear one. Because I see stories about Target employees telling customers they have to wear a mask and people getting into fist fights over it.
Yeah, where was it that I saw? No, that wasn't that. Never mind. Go on.
I'm just saying that I feel like it should be your choice to wear a mask. Like, I don't think people should force you to wear one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Until
it becomes a thing. Because if we get sick, it's our fault.
Yeah, well, you're supposed to be taking care of others. It's not about you.
Well, the others are wearing masks to protect themselves.
Yeah, and half of them are doing it wrong.
So whatever.
What was I going to say? One thing that I saw around town. I don't know that we've discussed this, but our new house is close to a town called Gibsonton. Mm-hmm. And Gibsonton, Florida, is known for its carnival population. The people that work at the state fair, the traveling carnivals or whatever, for whatever reason, they all have communicated with each other that we're going to live in this one specific town together. And no one's going to look at us weird because we're all weird.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
It makes sense. It's what the Polacks did in Chicago.
So as I'm driving around, and I don't know, because you haven't been out as much, as I'm driving around, I'm noticing these little pop-ups in different parking lots. These, like, this corner will have...
Funnel cakes and shit.
Like the legit fairway stations selling the food. This one, like you said, like there'll be a funnel cake station just on a random ass corner. You'll be driving along and it's like fucking corn dogs and shit. You know, like they're just popping up because I imagine there's not, like, carnivals are shut down. Like they can't have like gatherings and shit. So these motherfuckers that travel around selling their food or whatever, they're not working. There's one particular corner right by our house and I thought it was fucking ingenious and I haven't patronized this yet. There's like six of them that all got together and they put them all next to each other on this one corner and they started a drive through. And you pull in there and you drive up, and I mean it's think about it. They hit the whole thing. They got the Italian food, they got the corn dogs, they got the funnel cakes, they got the fried Oreos, they got but basically anything you go to the fair to get, they got it right there. And you drive up and I guess someone comes to your window and you tell them which station you fucking want it from and they bring you the food. You pull through or whatever. I was like, that is Florida as fuck, but at the same time it's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, it's ingenious.
I mean, they ain't working, so they're doing what they can.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure.
Because, I mean, like, this is obviously, this has hit everybody hard, and it's hit everybody hard in different ways. You know, like for those people, that's their livelihood and it got shut down. And I mean, like, we know people like that too. You know, like Adam, you know, Adam loves pizza. Like, it's not a job to him. Like, he loves doing that shit. Like, it hurt him to not be doing it because he loves doing it. I mean, it hurt him financially because he can't pay his bills, but he loves to do it, you know?
Well, bitch is back at work now.
Well, be that as it may, for two fucking months, he you know, wasn't doing it. And that's gotta suck, you know, like to, cause you, that's your passion and you can't do it, you know? Mm-hmm. And then on the other side of the coin, I'm thinking about this too. These are just thoughts I have when I'm driving along, you know? Imagine being the guy who didn't take the chance. You know, like Adam tells a story all the time about how he was going to be a cop and, you know, like, you know, he was going to school for that.
I could see him being a cop with that haircut.
And he decided that it wasn't for him and, you know, went to do something that he was going to love and took that chance. Imagine if you're the guy that's like, no, I've got this job and it's a good job and it's safe and I'm going to stay here. And then the fucking COVID comes through and shuts you down any fucking way. And you're like, I should have just took the fucking chance.
Yeah, but the other job will come back eventually, just like his did.
I mean,
and
maybe.
And the other guy gets paid more.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I was just thinking about that. I was like, you know, it's kind of eye-opening for in that regard to follow your passion, you know, if you have the chance. Do something that's going to make you happy, you know?
Yeah, if you can pay your bills.
I mean, fucking even if you can't, dude, figure it out.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, dude, come on.
You got to pay your bills. That's why
jump with me.
That's where we are, why we are where we are.
What do you mean?
Because we did what we needed to do to pay our bills. That's why we have the jobs that we have now. We just happen to like our jobs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I like my job. It's not like, it's not my passion.
Beer's though. Your passion. You have a passion for beer. You like to drink it.
And even less and less. Like, I don't really drink a lot. Like, I've drank more in the last 2 weeks than I have in the last fucking 6 months.
I'm just saying you do something that you like.
Yeah, I like it. I do like it.
But
I mean,
you don't hate it, so you're in a good spot.
If I could find a way to make this the sustaining thing, I would do this. Because this is something that I really love to do. I really love it. Like, last night, for example, we did Creatures Live. We do live stream for that. Mm-hmm. And you get an instant reaction, you know, because people are watching it with you live and they're commenting on it and this and that. Jason Almy texted us this morning. He was like, dude, I've gotten so much positive feedback on that Creatures that we did last night. Like, people hitting me up saying, like, you guys are so funny. You guys do this. You guys do that. Like, that's it's good. So good. That's, like, rewarding as shit, dude. And that's why I said, like, a couple weeks ago when I wasn't able to do this for a couple weeks when we were moving, like, I was wondering if we should still keep doing this. And then that kind of – that time off, you know, like, absence makes the heart grow fonder. You know, you realize that it's something that you love and it's something you want to keep doing, you know. And that's why, like – Adam has been having problems getting Bobby to record because, you know, of the situation, and Bobby's working fucking 7 days a week and all of that, you know, like all the things that have changed because of this. So last week I was like, no, you're not just going to not record. I'm fucking, cause he's done that for me before.
Right.
You know, he said, no, you're not going to skip a week. I'm doing your show. I repaid the favor last week, I guess, hosted on CNPC with him, made him do his fucking show. And I feel like that we need to do that for each other. You know what I mean? Not just him and I, but like people for people, you know, like
it
if you see
like
somebody
doing that for everybody right now, because nobody's
feeling
it.
I'm trying to be that guy because it's tough. Like we did it Thursday too, because our friends, Brooke and Randall from Married as Fuck, they haven't done a show in over a month. I mean, I think it's even close
if
to 2 months.
If I would have known Brooke was going to be there, then I would have came. I thought it was just the guys.
Well,
didn't know it was the Married as Fuck show. I thought it was
It was Po'Boys.
That's what I mean. But if I would have known Brooke was there, then.
Well, you were invited.
Well, you should have told me Brooke was going to be there.
What the fuck do I know?
Mm.
But we did did it for him too, because they haven't been recording. So, you know, I think Jody saw what I did with Adam and he was like, you know what, we're going to fucking get the big guy out, you know? And a group of us did Po'Boys just to kind of get him back. And like, he said it, he was like, you know, we're not done. He's like, you know, it's been tough. You know, we've had the, you know, our, like everybody, you know, we've had our kid home and we're trying to do the school and we're trying to do the fucking, the work and, you know, all this and that and be engaged. And at the end of the day, you're just fucking tired and whatever. And I'm like, I get it. You know, we go through that shit too. But he was like, I'm glad that you guys pulled us up and did this. You know, we're going to be back. This really got the creative juices flowing again. And, you know, like The point that I'm trying to make right now, I think, is that I'm, one, on too much alpha brain, and my brain is fucking pinging, and I don't really know what I want to say. But basically, in this stupid fucking time that we're going through right now, check on people. Make sure everybody's, you know, like, the way they should be, you know. I heard something that, like, I don't know if it's here locally or where I heard this shit, but like whatever police officer was talking to whoever I heard it from, and I know that sounds stupid too. They usually have they get called on one suicide a week. They're dealing with five a day now.
That's crazy.
Because people are just stuck at home, man, and they're not, like I said, they're not able to do what they love. They don't know what the fuck's going on in the world. Check on your fucking people, man. Because we are all in this together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm fucking saying.
And some people think that there's no other way out, which I can understand their point of view.
Just
do. We just were very fortunate that it didn't affect us that way.
Exactly. And you know what? I got a little story that I saved here for you. I want to get your take on this too, because this is another byproduct of this whole thing, and this did affect this chick this certain way. Okay. So I'm scrolling through Twitter talking about Jody B, and he quote tweeted this this article or whatever, this tweet, and it was here, I got the thing. I'll just pull it up and let you see the article. Basically about this woman who couldn't pay rent and the landlord propositioned her, like, you know, fuck me for rent kind
of
thing.
Oh no. I mean, it sucks when you're renting in a situation like this, because this sounds really shitty to say, but if you own a house and you can't pay your mortgage, it's harder for them to kick you out of your house than it is if you're just a renter. So that sucks.
So what? Yeah, well, it does. And what? When I was scrolling, I mean, Jody tweets a lot of shit.
He's Twitter king.
He's fucking Twitter king. And what his take was, I feel that it's not harassment to ask because you can say no. And then he put, my rent is $850 and I love my wife, but if we got offered that deal, we might at the very least have to have a discussion, you know, like if we couldn't pay rent, you know, like it's fucking $850 for what? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you know? So he was like, that's a pretty good deal.
I see where he's coming from.
The original person who tweeted it said, not a fan of either approach, but purely from a logical standpoint, it's empowering and encouraging for women to exploit their bodies as prostitutes or on OnlyFans to pay rent, but it's a hashtag MeToo violation to pitch them on the idea. Is this what we're saying? So what they're saying is, like, if you're the woman and you've decided that you're like, I need to use my body to strip or to, you know, that's the thing right now. OnlyFans. OnlyFans is the fucking big fucking thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to do that, if you're going to make the choice yourself to put your shit online or whatever, it's like a double standard thing. You know, I get it what he's saying. Like, just for the dude to ask, is that like harassment? It's not like he said, you know, fuck me or I'm kicking you out, you know, like, or wasn't even aggressive about it. Like, here, I'll show you the what you call. It shows the screen grab of the text, and it's
I'd probably be the one asking
if you could.
Yeah. I'd be like, hey, I ain't got rent this month. But then it's in your back pocket, because if something happens further down the road and you're like, hey, I fucked you before.
So look, here's the actual text. The landlord just said, so you're gonna stay all night? And she put, what do you mean? I don't know. Did you mean to send that to me? And he put, I did. I don't understand what you mean. Stay where? Stay with me tonight. Get a shot of that. Mm. I don't know what that fucker means. I don't think I understand.
Maybe think about it.
I don't think I understand what you're asking. What do you mean? You don't want to. I understand. I don't understand. Are you asking in a sexual way? And he said, yes.
Oh, okay.
Just. Basically, yes. Mm-hmm. And she was all, this woman was all like super fucking appalled. You know, like, I think that's how they got the article even done in the first place. But yeah, I wanted to see what you thought about that.
I don't know. I think that it's really ballsy of the dude to ask, but I mean, it's worth a shot. And she's lucky she's attractive, because if she wouldn't, I don't think that if she looked like a fucking bridge troll, he'd be willing to fuck her for rent. So I feel like she's lucky to even be propositioned for that.
I mean, she's kind of frumpy, if you ask me, but I mean, that's just...
Oh, there's a picture of her?
Yeah.
Where's the picture?
Here, let me... I just saw it. There she is.
Oh, she's not frumpy. I mean, she's got, like, neck titties, but...
What's neck titties?
That cleavage, sorry-ass cleavage shit right there.
Explain.
It's when you got mom boobs, and when you push them together, your cleavage goes up to your throat.
I've never heard that term before.
Look, I just made it up.
Well, look at you, fucking champion new terms
but
and shit.
But I mean, she's not ugly.
Shame my flavor.
But,
I mean, it's fucking tough right now. I mean, and that's the thing. A lot of, like, we just found out about this OnlyFans, or I did. I don't want to speak for you. I don't know if maybe you
I don't know what it is.
So, it's basically like you as a regular chick. Okay, you go on this OnlyFans.com. Mm-hmm. Let's say you got, as a regular chick, and I've seen this because, you know, like, I follow, like, the Wing House and shit, you know, and they put on their stories, you know, and it's the girls, and they'll be like, check out my Instagram profile, and I'll click them sometimes when they're hot, you know, and the one, like, a regular-ass fucking Wing House chick will have 1,500 followers on Instagram or something. So let's say you got a little chunk of people like that, and then you're like, hey, check out my OnlyFans, you know, and then, like, there's, like, I'm gonna get naked on OnlyFans, and you gotta give me $12 a month.
Oh.
Let's say if 1,000 fucking people do that, you know, for $12 a month, there's your rent, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
So girls are starting to do that now as shit's getting shut down. And it's usually people in the service industry, I think, you know, bartenders, fucking waitresses, you know, shit like
that. The ones that usually work for tips and are flashing their tits anyway.
That are almost showing them. So, you know, they're going to fucking do it. I don't see the thing with the OnlyFans just because if I want to see a chick, I could see it for free. And, you know, like, what makes you so fucking special? And
Wait, is it like a live show? Like, are they cam girls?
I mean, I guess you can do whatever you want.
Pornhub's free.
I guess you could do whatever you want. I don't know. I've never been on OnlyFans.
Maybe we should go on there to see what it's like.
I'll pull it up right now if you want. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, because I don't see the appeal, you know, for like one specific girl. Like, unless you have like a serious fucking thing for this chick, you know, and you're like, I want to pay the $12 just to see those titties, you know, like, I've never even paid for porn.
Well, we were watching that, was it Cam Girls on Netflix, where the guy flew to Australia or something to meet his cam girl, expecting like they were going to fuck, but the chick was married, and he pays her monthly for stuff.
Oh, I got to sign up just to look.
Oh, wow.
But, look at here. Like, you see, like, just the chicks. It's basically, like, it seems like a social media.
Oh, but dudes could do it, too?
I think anyone could do it. Like, look, there's a fucking workout video, bitch, and, like, workout clothes just lifting weights and shit, you know, probably showing like booties and titties and shit. Yeah. You know, I mean, look, she just looks regular. $25 a month.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're pretty girls. I mean, I'm not saying they're not. But here's the flip side, too. I saw one dude all pissed off because he's like, I signed up to this chick's OnlyFans, and he screen grabbed what she had on there. Mm-hmm. And it was like her in the bathtub with the soap over the titties, like, didn't show anything. And he was like, I just paid fucking $13 for this or whatever. Like, this looks like a page out of one of those FHM magazines or something. Yeah. Like, I could have got this from fucking Publix, you know? Like, what the fuck am I paying for?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the other side where, like, a couple months ago, we were on with the plunge, and he pulled up that old lady that was like,
oh God, yeah.
He was like, she was like, I'm gonna fuck you to feed my son. And she was like fucking 70, dude.
Yeah, she was old as fuck.
So I don't know, man. Like, I don't know how I feel about this. I mean, cause I'm very territorial of you anyway. So mm-hmm. I mean, like, we would have to be like fucking
desperate.
Yeah. We would have to be like on the streets. You know?
Well, that's what I mean. It doesn't hurt to have the opportunity to do it, but I'm like, hey, you know, I'm good right now, but check again next month. Maybe I won't have rent money then.
Check again next month. Mm-hmm. See, and I read further down into that story too, and there was another story about a guy, and the landlord, also a guy, pulled up and was like, hey, where's my fucking rent? And he's like, oh, I'm waiting on my stimulus check and this and that. And he was like, okay, well, you better hurry up because it'd be a shame if I came back and raped you.
What? You don't say that.
Yeah, that's the other side.
Well, you don't, you know, say like, rape.
You don't. That's where it gets weird. Mm-hmm. Because that's like a threat, dude. Like, this dude just took his shot. That's, to me, no different than like asking her out. You know, like, he just took mm-hmm. a shot. I mean, there's a little bit of a scumbag layer to it, sure. But I mean, like, it's.
I'd be like, if I'm going to fuck you for this month's rent, let's sign a contract that say I have at least 8 months.
What is he like, signing up for the gym?
Yeah. Like, if I ain't got to pay you rent for 8 months, I'm like, hey, yeah, I'll fuck you. But if you like me, then I'm not paying rent for the next 8 months. Sign this piece of paper.
Now, what if he wants to back out at, like, month four?
I still don't pay rent. And he just don't fuck me.
How dare you? You're like Columbia House, dude. Like, if you don't send that CD back, you got to pay fucking $30 for Counting Crows. And you don't even want that shit. That's like, right. They just sent it to you.
Mr. Jones. and me.
I was going to continue.
Running through the stereo.
Let's get these Floridas.
Woo, doggy. Hey, Beatrice.
Yeah?
Get your ass in here. These No Offense boys about to do Welcome to Florida again.
Let me grab the natty.
Oh, shit, and I thought my family was fucked up.
So each and every week, our Florida stories, our What the Fuck Florida stories, are sponsored by Official Clothing. Check out official.com, that's O-H-F-I-S-H-L, and use code HTNOS to save 25% off of your order of handcrafted t-shirts, hats, and jewelry. And now, I mean, if you're so inclined to put on the mask, Kaz is making fucking masks. Get yourself an Official joint, put strap up.
Nice.
Official Clothing.
Live by your own rules.
We are opening Florida up in limited capacity this past week.
It was 25%, now it's 50%.
They're gradually stair-stepping it back up. People are still, I think, a little hesitant, but I think Florida Man has said, fuck it, we've been cooped up, we ain't caused that much ruckus, and we're starting back in full force.
Well, we had a serious conversation today about whether we or not we go out as a family.
Yeah, just because, I mean, I don't...
Society.
It's not even like the societal pressure, because I don't give a fuck what strangers think about me, dude.
It is for me.
You care what strangers think about you?
Well, yes and no.
Why? Explain.
I don't care what they think, but I don't know. It's like I care and I don't care, because I want to do what I want, but at the same time, I don't want nobody giving me a dirty look because I might pop off.
Well, you do have a loose cannon tendency, mm-hmm. So I do understand that. I don't know. Here's
what the fuck you looking at? Yeah, I got my family.
This is my thing. I never said that I don't think that there is an actual virus. I do think that there's something happening. Has it been exaggerated? Has it been blown out of proportion? I do believe that's the case as well. That being said, there is something out there, so why expose the kids to it if I don't have to? You know, and we're like, let's just roll up to Target and get some bikes, you know, like, fuck it, dude, like, pick it out online, I'll go get it, you know, like, I'm out in the world anyway, stay the fuck at home. And we went out, and it was a complete bust anyway. We went to fucking Walmart, which I hate doing anyways, went up in there, fucking just mad mass of people every fucking where. I'm like, hey, Lucas hasn't been out of the house in 3 months, he's touching fucking everything. I'm like, would you stop, just put your hands in your fucking pocket, stop touching everything.
Well, the only reason why we took them is because I wasn't sure what size bike to get them, and I needed them to sit on it.
Well, now we fucking know. But they didn't have any bikes at Walmart, so we went to Target, pulled in, saw the fucking line to get into the place, like goddamn line to get into an amusement park, and I was like, no, fuck this shit. And I even heard, did you say to somebody else in the parking lot?
There was a lady that we got out of the car at the same time, and we both looked at each other, and we're like, not today, and we got back in our cars.
I heard you say that, and I didn't know who you were talking to, but you sounded extra, like, friendly, so I was like, oh, she must have been talking to somebody not in this car, because... Well,
she was looking at the line, we looked at each other, and she was like, oh my gosh, really? And I was like, yeah, not today. And we both went in our cars. Target ain't that important.
All right.
But then we went to this really nice little bike shop, and the lady came out and just told us what size bikes we needed, so now we can order them online. But we still couldn't find any online, so the search continues.
Yep, national bike shortage. Mm-hmm. But what I was saying is that Florida Man's back out on the streets, and he's doing dumb shit because he's been cooped up for a couple of months. So the first one I got for you is just a quick video of a Florida man who dives into the Bass Pro Shop fish tank.
Oh my God, why? There's gar in there.
those are the ones with teeth, yeah?
They've got them pointy, bony noses with teeth, yeah.
This was in Orlando. This was the one we used to drive out to by the outlet malls.
Oh my gosh, people are so dumb.
And that's all it is. I just want to show you the video.
Okay.
But, he allegedly got away. Like, they're looking for him because it says...
He jumped in and got out and ran away.
Bass Pro Shops has to pay $3,000 to, like, decontaminate the water, it says.
Oh no. So the person recording is in on it, obviously.
Yeah, and you see him running up the rock enclosure and just took a dive in. Look at him fish, dude. And the dude's just standing there looking in the glass like, what the fuck?
See that gar?
Yeah,
that gar was looking at him.
Oh, wow, I didn't even notice that the first go round.
Yeah, that gar was looking at him like, I'm going to punch you in your dick coming in my house.
He came right up on him.
Mm-hmm.
So then he jumped out of there and ran out the store or whatever. They saw
they couldn't follow the water trail.
Well, they saw the car, I guess. Like, mm-hmm. They said that they you know, saw the car on the surveillance, but they're trying to find him because mm-hmm. Bass Pro Shops had to pay $3,000 to...
Yeah, they should have to pay that. Not that they don't make a fucking $1 billion a year.
Yeah. You can't find bullets right now for a reason.
Right.
But the first actual story I got for you, we're in Avon Park, where a Florida man is accused of exposing himself to women while driving.
You don't
telling
say.
You, they back on the road. They've been cooped up too long. You can't cage a Florida man.
Mm-hmm.
You can only hope to contain him.
Yee.
Justin Mosser.
I hope he wasn't driving.
He was.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, and I thought about you and your story when you were pregnant.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Justin Mosser, 32, has been charged with 3 counts of indecent exposure in public and 2 counts of committing a lewd act, according to deputies. The charges stem from 2 different incidents. On Monday, a woman reported to authorities that a man in a gray Mazda was trying to get her attention as she was driving on Highway 60 around 8 in the morning. Bright and fucking early. He's out on
Maybe
the road with his dick in his hand.
Isn't really a highway.
Closer out there it is. They're not 60 Brandon.
Oh,
like 60.
Okay.
60 goes all the way to the water. Like,
oh,
that's
okay.
Over there.
I'm like, that's just like 4-lane traffic.
When she looked over, she told deputies that the man's waist was completely exposed and he began to masturbate.
Eee.
Quote, first, nobody wants to see that. It's disgusting, rude, and perverted.
Oh, my.
Second, it's dangerous to be doing something like this while driving. This is wrong on so many levels. Oh, it's your boy, Pasco County Sheriff Grady Judd.
Yeah, that's the one.
Fucking nerd-ass nerd. I hate that dude.
He's awesome.
The woman provided a description of the man as well as pictures of his car and license plate to authorities, and investigators used the description and photo evidence to identify the man as Mosser.
You know that bitch took a dick pic.
Inadvertently. Female undercover detective was driving on Highway 27 near Pinecrest Road and a gray Mazda pulled up to her unmarked patrol car. The detective looked at the driver and identified him. She caught him exposing his genitals. Pasco County.
You spell it wrong.
Well, I put PCSO and then.
It's Pasco. Yeah. You just forgot the A.
Pasco County deputies pulled over Mosser and arrested him. He told deputies that he does the lewd behavior often because, quote, it gets hot and he needs to air it out.
He doesn't need to jerk it off.
That made me think of Derek Lewis, UFC fighter, when he fought on that card with Connor that mm-hmm. I was up with Joe B for. That was probably the last like actual UFC that I watched the whole card. He won and took his shorts off, and Joe was like, why'd you do that? And he's like, because my balls is hot.
I'm here with the winner, Derek Lewis. Derek, why'd you take your pants off?
My balls was hot.
I understand.
Oh, that's awesome.
Made me think about him. This guy admits to detectives that he's done this sort of thing about 4 or 5 times to random women driving down the road.
Why would you admit that?
I guess they got him. He's just like, fuck it. Yeah, I'm the jerking bandit.
Oh, my God.
He's got quite of an extensive rap sheet, including prior arrests for burglary, grand theft, criminal mischief, giving false names to a Leo, resisting arrest, DUI, leaving the scene of an accident, and driving while license is suspended and revoked. And now add jerking off.
Oh, jeez. Well, I know that you're talking about the story where the guy rolled up on me while I was pregnant, but I don't know. Did I tell you the story when I was rollerblading with my friend when we were in high school or middle school?
No.
And we were rollerblading down by the beach because my mom lived a block away from Wahala Beach. Which is just
Lake Michigan.
But it's like a little park, and it had the bike trails and stuff. And there's this big parking lot, and we were rollerblading down the trail. And there was just this one single red car parked in a parking spot. So we went and looked in the car, and there was a
Why'd
dude.
You go look in the car?
I don't know.
Nosy-ass kids. Dude, you get what you get. Looking through windows, strange windows, you get a fucking eye full of dick. That's what you get.
I don't even know why. We might have just been rollerblading. We're like, what's going on in there? And there was a dude with his seat back jerking off, and he had a cast on his arm.
Well, I wonder why.
I don't know.
Did you ask
Too much jerking off.
Did you ask
No, his windows were up. The car was on.
Did you knock on the window?
No. Why would we knock on the window?
Why would you look at it?
I don't know. But he was wearing sunglasses. He looked up and he was like, and then we just rollerbladed away. Like, oh no, what are we going to see?
Ah, little kids.
We were in middle school, probably like 14 or something.
Little kids.
Oh, whatever. Old enough.
Next one I got for you is in Lakeland. A Florida man attacks a victim who didn't thank him for holding the door open to the liquor store.
I fucking hate that.
I know you do.
I just say, you're welcome.
Well,
oh no.
The alleged attack happened at Publix liquor store around noon on Saturday.
They have automatic doors.
Not the liquor store side.
Oh.
According to deputies, the attack stemmed from the suspect getting upset that the victim didn't thank him for holding the door open. The victim told deputies he walked into the liquor store while the suspect held the door, and the suspect reportedly asked, "You don't say thank you to people who hold the door open for you?"
Yeah, good for you, man.
The victim said he responded by saying thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, probably in a shitty ass way.
Thank you.
But apparently that wasn't enough. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd, he's back again. God damn it. Another quote from fucking Grady, that nerd. Apparently that wasn't enough because now our suspect, who was originally a gentleman, started jawing back and forth. And that's a southern vernacular for talking back to each other. That's part of the punching fucking quote right there.
John.
See, I think that too. When we were young, we used to say, I'll jaw that motherfucker, and that meant punching him. But we were from the north, so that's the difference. Hey, fuck off. The two men are seen in surveillance video walking to different parts of the liquor store after the initial confrontation, but deputies say the victim claims the suspect continued to, quote, express his anger from another aisle. So they're just talking shit across public.
Yeah, like, I can't believe you're so fucking rude, blah, blah, blah.
And according to the victim, the suspect told him, quote, I'll kick your ass if you say another word, to which the victim replied by saying, quote, another word.
Of course he did.
This is so stupid, dude. This is people locked up for too long. This is people fucking locked up for 3 months. And they're like, the first weekend they can get out, they're like, ah, it's like Girls Gone Wild. They're like, fucking show me your titties. I'm going to fight somebody. Well, like, ah.
He still doesn't give you a reason to be rude. Every time, because, you know, like I said, it's like Christmas around here because we're always getting stuff dropped off at the door. So when the doorbell rings, I give them a minute to drop it off and I open the door and I yell, thank you. Even when they're back to their truck. So now, like, Lucas wants to get the packages. So he'll open the door, he'll get the package, and he'll yell, thank you. Because I'm like, it's the right thing to do. Just say fucking thank you. Well, some, like, the younger guys will have earbuds in. But if it's, like, an older guy, he'll say, oh, you're welcome. Have a good day. You know?
Well, when...
Just say thank you.
When he replied with his smart-ass response, that's when he quickly approached the victim and started attacking. Quote, the previous southern gentleman who held the door open, who's now the suspect, promptly was good for his word, Sheriff Grady said, because he walked around the aisle and started beating him up. Mm-hmm. The surveillance video shows the suspect repeatedly hitting the victim, knocking the man's hat off, and a third man who was in the store eventually able to pull them apart.
You know why I like Grady Judd? Because he'll be like, that motherfucker deserved it for not saying thank you. Because
he's a no-nonsense. Yeah. I got another nerd-ass quote from him here. He says, come on, man. What are you thinking? Were your three brain cells in overload? Why don't you just let it go? Get your bottle of liquor, go back to the house, have a drink. But no, they had to have a kerfuffle right there in the middle of the store. Mm-hmm. Anyone who recognizes the suspect is asked to call Detective Irvin with the sheriff's office. We have a battery complaint that we need to file against them, and we don't want to miss out on that. Here's our promise. No. We'll open the door for you at the county jail and say thank you if you open the door first.
Oh my gosh. He's
fucking
funny.
Nerd ass nerd. Listen, how is he the sheriff?
The guy that got his ass kicked just needs to get over the fact that he got his ass kicked and he needs to not be an asshole.
Well, he left too. He's at large too. They say they're looking for him. They want to press a charge on him.
They want to press a charge on the guy that got beat up?
No, the other guy.
Right. The guy that got beat up just needs to let the fuck go. Don't be a dick and you won't get your ass kicked.
He was a little smug, I would imagine.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Another word.
He's probably one of those that never got into a fight and always ran his mouth. Now he got his ass kicked.
Yes, that's the thing, dude. That's the guy who's in the car at the red light, you know, or flips you off and then you come up to the red light and then he's just staring ahead. He don't want to fucking look at you. Mm-hmm. He don't want to look at you.
I hate people like that. Dude, you should have got your ass kicked.
My boy Nick will fuck with people like that, dude. He said, he was like, dude, I'm not working. I have nothing to do. I'll follow you home. I'll fucking scare the shit out of you. He's not going to do anything. He's not going to fucking attack somebody. Sure. But he'll fuck scare with you. He'll scare the shit out you, dude. Because, like you said, you think you're fucking bulletproof in your goddamn metal box. Oh my God, you can't get a hold of me. Fuck you, dude. I'll show you crazy.
And Nick is scary, dude. He's like a fucking lurch, dude. He is like 7 feet tall. He's fucking huge.
I still think he's a fucking hitman, too. So, I mean, he might take a life. I don't know. Dude, Publix has been popping off too, man. While I was looking for stories, I saw another story from Publix. I didn't pull it, but a guy pulled a gun at the fucking deli counter at the Lakeland Publix. It's fucking crazy over in Lakeland right now, man.
He was like, get back, get Sipsy back. And the guy wouldn't get back.
Is that what it was? No. I saw the surveillance video. And what was so fucking funny to me was he was wearing gloves and a mask. He pulled out you see him on the video holding the fucking pistol with the blue hands.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, come on,
that
dude.
That had to be what it is. I mean, how else would they be in a fight?
He was at the deli counter, and if you've been to the Publix deli counter, you know how it gets,
That's why,
man.
I order online.
You know how it fucking gets. I'm telling you. I almost don't fault the guy.
Well, and they put those signs, too, on the floors. One way, don't come this way. People don't follow that shit.
You could tell the boys ain't been out in a while, too, because when they were in the store today, Logan was making a big deal out of it. He's like, why does it say don't walk this way? Like, why do you have to go to the other aisles? I'm like, oh, well, that's the new world, son. You have to go up one way and down the other. We're going to close it out with a feel-good story on the Florida segment this week.
Is there such a thing?
Well, somewhat. Panama City. Florida man was reunited with his prosthetic leg that he lost 1 month ago while surfing.
Oh, wow.
Carter Hess is an avid surfer. He often receives stories from his friends about prosthetics that are found. However, a recent posting was actually about his own lost limb.
Nice.
Hess is a military veteran who lost his leg when he stepped on an IED device in 2012 while serving in Afghanistan. He surfed for years before joining the military and was fitted with a specifically built $3,000 titanium leg at Walter Reed. He surfed all over the world with this prosthetic, but a wave crashed down on him last month and he lost it.
Mm.
He searched for days trying to find it. Quote, I immediately knew it was off me. I've surfed in much bigger waves and it never come off like that. But 13-year-old Sebastian Morris found his $3,000 prosthetic leg in a jetty in St. Andrews Park while treasure hunting with his father, and they started a social media campaign to find the owner. On Tuesday, Hess was reunited with his lost limb. Quote, I've been very upfront with this, that this is an amazing, great young man. A lot of guys, especially treasure hunters, would have just put it in a trophy case, but he realized it could be important to someone and they could need it. He plans to go out surfing again this week, depending on the waves. Being that that's a feel-good story, I'm not going to shit on it too much, but how fucking Florida is it that you treasure hunt and you can find a prosthetic leg and you put that in a trophy case? Who fucking puts a fucking fake leg in a trophy case?
I don't know. I'm surprised. If it's titanium, you melt that shit down and get some money.
It's $3,000 leg. I mean, I don't know what the black market, you know, is for prosthetics. Like, how do you go about selling that or whatever? But
never know. You could sell anything on the black market.
Yeah, fucking shout out to Craigslist and them. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
After these messages.
You've heard others, but nothing could prepare you for the shameful stupidity that is the Jock and Nerd Podcast. Hear Imran.
So if you offend everyone at once, it's a wash. I've covered everybody.
Anthony.
Sorry, I was texting. Say that again.
And Rug Boy.
Yeah, whenever there's a snowstorm, my slack hole tightens up.
As they talk over one another.
Just exactly the same as
Terminator.
We're talking over each other. It's fine.
Sorry.
Swear.
I had boobies.
And ask you for money.
Just give us the money.
Witness the hubris as they claim to be the world's authority on comic book movies.
Who's that?
Never said that. You've never said that.
Who cares? A jock said that.
Comic book, TV, movie reviews, news, and whatever they choose. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you find your favorite podcasts. The Jock and Nerd Podcast.
It can't be silly, goofy fun.
Seriously, people really listen to this.
Jock and Nerd!
Hey, what's going on? This is Bobby Moore from the Simmons & Moore Podcast.
Yo, what's up? This is Adam Simmons from the Simmons & Moore Podcast.
And you are listening to the fucking beautiful motherfuckers from Tampa themselves. The fucking Wutskis.
The Wutskis. The Wutskis. The Wutskis. They're from Chicago, but they live in Tampa, Florida. The Wutskis.
The Wutskis. Only on HTNS. Only on the Inner Circle Podcast Network. Fuck Tampa and they two rings.
You good?
Yeah, I had to make myself another drink.
Yeah, we back. You all watered up and shit. You really love.
It's a mojito.
Yeah, you really love the fact that I think you grow your own shit for your drinks now. I think
it's awesome.
I think does it taste better?
I think so. Cause
does it have a little? No, I mean like not the actual taste because I know it tastes how it tastes, but I mean like that you've done it yourself. That you've grown something from the dirt, and it's yours. It's a Dutch mojito.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. The leaves aren't all limp and shit because when you get it from the grocery store.
Yeah, fuck a limp dick leaf.
Right. So I just go pick it from a little plant. And I only got one because I wanted to see how it did, but it's doing really well. I was able to pick three limes off my lime tree.
Right out there?
Yeah.
I'm looking at it right
now. Well, it's a key lime, so they're little limes.
Cocktail trees.
Yeah.
And
once the tree gets bigger and there's more limes, I still have to use the limes I bought from the store because I don't have enough to make.
That's what I was asking drinks. You. How quick they reproduce? Like what? How sustainable?
You can see
that
like
is.
A lot of limes on that tree, like lot of baby limes.
Especially now that you brought it into the pool screen enclosure, so the squirrels can't get it. Squirrels were plucking your fucking limes, dude.
They were eating the leaves.
They're making off with that shit,
dude. Fuck them squirrels, man.
I'm telling you.
Well, I learned the hard way that they have thorns on them. I didn't realize that that tree had thorns on it.
So they didn't keep those fat fucking squirrels off.
I know. I went to go prune it, and I got stabbed. I was like, what the fuck? It's not supposed to be thorns on this bitch.
Yeah. So, a couple weeks ago, as I do from time to time, I put out on social media, you know, that we were looking for questions and to remind people that they could call in and this and that.
Right.
And we got a message from a listener, and she said that she wants to hear the cookie story.
What? Oh, space cookie?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
So, I got a message. It's from a listener named Blair, and she said, hey, guys, I love your show, but I just started listening a few months back on a friend's recommendation, and I've heard you and some of your guests reference a space cookie from New Jersey.
Well, Blair.
I know you've probably gone over it before, but I'd love to hear the story. It's kind of fitting because we watched a documentary on Netflix about psychedelics this week, so it's kind of perfect timing that that comes through, and if you're okay with it, then I'd be more than happy to tell the tale.
You can tell it whatever you want.
See, that's the thing, too, about this is such a long-running show at this point. I mean, like, in the grand scheme of things, it's not. But, I mean, like, we're about to hit 3 years in about a month or two.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. And we've had stuff from, you know, early on that resurfaces because we have some OGs that are still with us, and they reference things sometimes, and people don't understand what dick sucks and sandwiches are. And they don't understand what fucking, you know, fucking Duchess's Raw means and all that shit. Like, don't remember or not remember. They don't even know about all that early stuff. Some motherfuckers don't even know who Two Rings is, you know? Right. Like, he's been gone almost a year. Can you believe he's been gone almost a fucking year?
No.
I mean, like, it's crazy. So, if you've been listening for a couple months, you probably caught this year the Super Duper Bowl in New Jersey that we all went to. That started last year when we went to support Simmons & Moore at their live show. And while we were there, Adam's brother Bobby is a notorious weed smoker.
Oh, I was gonna I thought you were gonna say roofier.
Well, it's not that he did it like that. Because, you know, like, we've joked, oh, he's like Joey Diaz, you know, putting them stars of death for Lee and shit. And it wasn't even like that. Like, he just came with his normal ass shit, and I was like, ooh, I want a cookie. And I didn't understand what was going to happen. So we just had got done recording a show, and Bobby came in with his bag of fucking cookies, and I grabbed one and I ate it, and it was no big deal. You know, like, we finished up what we were doing, and we were actually heading into town because the live show was that night. And somewhere between the studio and we were going to eat, like, I don't know, it started. And we went to a place in Asbury Park called the Speakeatery. Which
Riley made a joke.
Yeah, that's not important. Riley's not funny. your face. I love Riley. I'm just saying. We went to a place called the Speakeatery, and I don't remember much of it other than I felt at the time like it was kind of like a hipster joint.
That's Asbury Park.
Well, the whole, yeah, as a whole. That's kind of AP as a whole.
Right.
So we're going
in. You want just letter terminology?
Yeah, I'm on that level. I've been there twice. I've been around. I know people. I mean, I'm friends with Ming.
He's not Joe Rogan no more. He's just Joe.
Yeah, well, I mean, once he sponsored the podcast, that's just Joe, dude. I mean, what can I tell you? Yeah, so we walk in, and I was already feeling kind of fucking weird at that point. And they walked us all the way to the back of this place, which I felt like was like super stretched out, which I mean, in reality, it probably wasn't. It was probably my mind starting to fuck with me, but it felt like this building just went on forever. Mm-hmm. Like, we walked forever to get to the back of this building. And when they sat us down, I don't know if this was actuality or if this was reality, but the music that was coming over the speakers, I felt like was kind of like Native American-y. Do you know what I mean by that? It's like, I felt like it was like drums and like weird chants. Exactly. Like, and that, I don't know if that was really what they were playing, because if that was, it would be kind of weird. But again, it was like a hipster place, so maybe they were trying to be weird for like irony's sake. It was a remix. I don't know.
Somebody made a remix of something.
I don't fucking know, but I felt like it was starting to like hit me weird, you know, because of that, you know? So, but then we sat down and we ordered our food, and we're just kind of sitting there, and I could feel weird. And at one point, like, Jason even said, he was like, buddy, are you high? And I'm like, I guess, you know, like,
you didn't know.
But yeah, like, I don't know, you know, and then they were all fucking clowning with me.
Right, because you've been high before, but not that high.
Well, I've never really fucked with edibles either. Like, when I used to, when I used to smoke back in the day, it was smoke. I never ate weed, you know, and that hits you different, you know, according to, like, what I've heard, you know, it's more psychoactive when you eat it than it is when you smoke it.
Sure.
So, you know, we order our food or whatever, and sometime between then, they all started fucking with me, you know, so I think that exacerbated it, you know, because Jason had that stupid fucking mustache on his face.
He's the fucking guy that you don't want to take mushrooms with, because he's going to be in your face.
He was doing that to me.
He would be in your face like, do I look like the devil? Do I look like the devil?
And Riley was sitting next to me, and Riley was just giggling like a little kid. He's just,
he's a little kid.
And he got his fucking phone out, and he's recording me and shit. Look at him. And I mean, like, all this is like fucking with me to the point where like it just was building and building and building. So they drop our food down and I tried to eat it, and when I chewed it, like, it was for whatever reason, like, I couldn't chew. Like,
my, like,
I was so dry mouth.
The dentist or something?
Like, yeah.
Your mouth was numb?
Well, no, it was like, so, I was like, I feel like maybe I was so dry mouth that it was like glue. Like, I took a bite and I'm chewing it, and like, I couldn't, like, it took everything in me to swallow it. And by this point, I couldn't speak.
Mm-hmm.
And that's never happened to me in my limited experiences with illicit drugs either.
Mm-hmm.
I've never lost motor function, and I couldn't speak. And Christina was there. Mrs. Almy was there. And she was, at first, she was kind of laughing and having a good time with those guys. But when she realized that I was starting to freak out, I think, like, she was still pregnant at the time, too. Mm-hmm. So I think, like, her mom instinct kind of clicked in. And she was like, are you okay? Like, what the fuck? You know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I felt like a passenger in my own body. Like, I felt like I was looking out of my eyes like the windshield of a car. Like, I'm trying so hard. I'm, like, in my head, like, going fucking, this is what I'm, like, screaming, and my mouth won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
That freaked me the fuck out.
And you thought you were dying.
I didn't think I was dying. And never not
you're
once.
You're one of those.
No, never not once thought I was dying.
Call the ambulance. I'm dying off
no.
weed.
No. So I sat there with a whole ass Philly cheesesteak that I really fucking wanted, and mm-hmm. I couldn't eat it, and I would let them all eat, and then finally they were just like, okay, well, we got to go, so let's box up your shit. And I didn't know how I was going to get the fuck out of that place, because I stood up and, like, I couldn't walk.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow I mustered up, like, because I'm like, I'm not going to be that guy that makes it, like, you know, like, I can't move, you know, like, and four other fucking people are left with me as an anchor. So I somehow fucking mustered the gumption to get up and fucking walk. And I don't know what was going on. We had a bit of a walk down the street, and I was doing it. But peripherally, I felt like people were fucking with me. I felt like I was being videotaped.
And, you probably were.
But then I was freaking out in my mind, because I'm like, you know, for work, I can't do that. You know what I mean? Like, I get tested randomly at work. So I, all these things, I'm like, progressively going down this bad trip. Like, I have the thought, I'm like, somehow someone's going to take a – this is the thought I have as I'm doing this.
Yeah, because you're probably thinking that I'm going to be pissed.
Yes.
That's the one thing that we talked
yes.
about before you left is, like,
yes.
you cannot get that fucked up.
Yes. And the thought I have was someone's going to take a video of me that's going to be on someone's social media, and the wrong person's going to see it or say something, and I'm going to get in trouble, and I'm going to lose my job, and then you're going to be fucking mad, and then we're going to get divorced, and I'm going to lose my family because I ate a fucking cookie on vacation in New Jersey. So I'm just like fucking like going down the goddamn K-hole here, man. Like, I'm just like, fuck. We walked down the street and we got to Jason's car, and Jason had to get something out of his car. And I'm like, I dug in my fucking feet like a dog. I'm like, I'm not going any further. I'm not leaving. I sat down in the back of that fucking car, and they're standing outside the car, and I can hear them talking like, what do we do? Like, what are we going to do with him? I was not fucking leaving. And Adam and Bobby showed up, and Bobby Light, you know, the proprietor of this shit, and they're all fucking looking in there like, oh my God, ha ha ha, you know, and they're doing their thing. I remember, and at this point it's very slippery, you know, like, it's just flashes, but Adam gets in the back seat and he sits down next to me. He's like, you okay there, buddy? And I remember shaking my head, no. And he goes, listen, you're fine. You need to come inside. You're fine. And I was just like, no. And he goes, listen, dude, just ride it out. Everything's fine. You're going to be fine. No one has ever, ever, ever died from weed. And I'm looking at him like, that's not what I'm worried about. And then he turns and he looks at me and he goes, you could be the first. And I was like, fuck you, dude. Like, no.
You started shaking your head faster.
Like, yeah, because I still couldn't talk at that point. Right. And he was like, well, what do you want? And I just kept shaking my fucking head like this, he said. He was like, you looked like you were freaking the fuck out. You had your hands. I was wearing a hoodie. He was like, you had your hands in the front hoodie pocket and you were rocking and you were just shaking your head. And all I wanted was to go back to the hotel. And Christina ended up taking care of me. You know, again, I owe a life debt to Christina Almy. Mm-hmm. Like, she took care of me where the rest of them would have fucking left me in a goddamn gutter. And she took me back to the hotel, and she fucking got me up to the room. And I, you know, like, I want to say tucked in. Like, she didn't tuck me into bed or nothing. But, like, I was on the couch, and she made sure everything was cool. And then she went back to them. And they were going on stage at like 6 o'clock, and this happened before that. So I mostly got back to the hotel 5 or 6 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. I didn't wake up until the next day. It was 8 in the morning, and I opened my eyes, and I look, the first thing I see is Riley's big ass on the floor next to me. And I'm like, what the fuck? Where am I? And the first thing I did though was open my mouth. I'm like, is it back? Is it back? And I'm like, you know, like doing a thing with my tongue and shit. And I'm like, I can speak. Okay, cool. And I'm just sitting there, and Riley sits up and he goes, hey man, how are you? I was like, I don't know what happened. And he goes, Patriots won. And I was like, I don't give a fuck, dude. I really don't give a fuck about the goddamn Super Bowl right now. And if we, you know, we had breakfast, and I flew out that day, I think. Mm-hmm. I came home on the plane, and I think I was still a little bit fucking, you know, having some aftershocks or
that's
whatever.
A lot.
I feel like it, and I didn't get to say bye to Adam and Bobby. I missed the last dinner. Like, I missed out on a lot of stuff. I was super fucking embarrassed because I hate to be that guy. You never want to be that guy that gets too fucked up. And I didn't do it intentionally. You know, it was an accident on top of it. So I was super embarrassed, and I got on the plane and came home. And I checked my voicemail, which I still have this voicemail saved from Adam Simmons.
Oh, yeah.
He left me like a 3-minute voicemail, like fucking just telling me like how much he appreciated me and how much, you know, for flying up there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just, you know, you had a great time. There's nothing to be sorry for. Like, fucking, I love you and this and that. Like, this whole big fucking voicemail. I still have it on my phone. I should play it. But yet that, I think that one incident kind of sent me down this fucking path, you know, for the rest of, you know, the next couple of years. Like, because I feel like it changed me. Mm-hmm. Can you speak on that? Because you live with me every day. Am I off with that?
I don't know. I can't say for certain. Because
I feel like it did.
Well, it's around the same time as when, I mean, you've been taking the CBD stuff too.
Yeah, but that's
so nothing. You've already kind of changed with your attitude and your, like, just your temper and whatever. So after that, I can't say if it changed you more or not, because you were already kind of changed.
I meant more in, like, my line of thinking.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because, like, I've started, like, you know, going down this path of, like, questioning reality and, like, fucking, you know, like, we have, you know, that's how I found Nick Hinton. You know, we had, you know, Saturn Time Cube on, which was only 6 months later, you know, so in that time I'm looking at stuff online about fucking like alternate realities and fucking, you know, like just going down this weird, weird black hole path that I had never been on before. You know, I mean, like I always was the alien guy, like that wasn't different, you know, but like the reality, you know, questioning your existence and all that shit, I kind of came after that. And we had Nick on, and then I started talking more with Jason and Adam about that, you know, and then like just further pushing that agenda, further going down that. And then, you know, flash forward to this year, we go back there, and I was scared to death about everything. Like, I didn't want to do fucking anything this year. I'm like, I ruined last year. I'm not doing it again. And they were trying to give me mushrooms while we were, you know, doing Shit Happens When You Party Naked. And I fucking resisted. And finally, I ended up taking a little bit, but I didn't take enough to where it did anything. Like, because I just was so afraid, you know, like I didn't want to ruin the trip again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you kind of had a control of how much you took at that point.
Not really. I mean, Adam walked up to me with mushrooms on his finger and said, here, you know, kind of like the year prior, he had a fucking gummy bear.
I'm just saying you can tell what you're taking versus it being in a cookie.
Baked in.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you can tell how much you're getting.
I did take mushrooms with them, and, you know, we talked a little bit, you know, about more crazy shit and ghosts and fucking whatever. And I mean,
ghosts is my jam.
I know it's your jam, and we're going to get you on Creatures talking about some ghosts and shit sometime soon, you know?
Okay.
And you got a date with Jason Almy to go on his show
he's
and talk ghosts.
He's scared of me. He's not going to bring me on his show.
He might. I don't know. He might.
I don't know.
He fucking might.
We'll see.
But this, like I said, was perfect timing that that Blair, you reached out to us, because Dutch and I watched a documentary on Netflix this week about psychedelics. Mm-hmm. It was called "Have a Good Trip: Adventures in Psychedelics," and it wasn't really like groundbreaking or anything. Like, it was pretty basic shit that I've seen and heard before.
I think it's just to inform people about different experiences and how it could help other people
as it's becoming more mainstream, because they had like 20 fucking like regular ass celebrities talking about their experiences with this shit, and you would have never saw that even just like 5-10 years ago. You would have never saw fucking Sarah Silverman and Ben Stiller and like just Sting, you know, just like regular ass people or like celebrities, you know, that are, you have careers to worry about and all that shit. You know, they would never come out and talk about their experiences with that shit.
You can tell that a lot of them were talking about back in the day too.
Some of them,
yeah.
You got the guys like Nick Kroll and shit. Like, you could tell he fucking does it
probably yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, that was probably the coolest part of that to me, was hearing their specific stories, because
he was the kelp monster. I laughed my ass off. That's so funny.
Yeah, yeah. He was on a beach and they put all the fucking seaweed on him and shit, and he just went with it.
And he was like, I was so excited. That was the kelp monster. I mean, it was really cool. And they talk about, I think what's really fucked up is they wanted to start testing this a long, long time ago, but because of the stipulations and stereotypes and just, I think everybody was scared.
Oh, but they did though. I mean, that's what MK Ultra is.
I'm sure they did, but I'm glad that we're coming to a point where people are starting to realize it.
Well, it was secret testing before. I mean, like, it was that, you know, like the beginning of...
All the government does is secret testing.
Well, like the beginning of Pineapple Express. You know, like they go down, like they have the big fucking bunker, and the guy comes out looking like the Big Daddy in Bioshock with the fucking gear on and shit, and hands him a joint, and, you know, like they got him in a room with a double mirror. That's like the MK Ultra shit. They were giving fucking acid and shit like that back in the day when it was illegal, trying to test, like, brainwashing motherfuckers and, like, making them into, you know, super soldiers and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they were doing with that, but now they could see that it's got uses for like PTSD and depression and shit like that. And I think, you know, like, I again, with the questioning reality and things like that, like, I'm super interested in DMT and ayahuasca and mushrooms and all that shit for that reason. Mm-hmm. And I think it's got some validity there too.
Well, and I feel like they all said to the point where your state of mind affects what you're going to do. Like Carrie Fisher, yeah. She said she'd plan trips.
Carrie fucking Fisher. Hell yeah, dude. I would have never thought that, like, Carrie Fisher would be on TV talking about how she had, like, the fucking LSD house. Like, her whole house was decorated for, like, to have, trips. Like, trips and shit. Like, well, she'd that's go Princess on, fucking Leia, dude.
She'd go on excursions just to get high. She'd plan trips around.
And traveling to different places.
The funniest one was when they went to a beach and there was a bus of Japanese that pulled up and she was like topless. She was like, here's my tits.
Yeah, and they were taking pictures of them. But Leia
titties. It was really good. I really liked the Indian guy that was talking. I feel like he's very enlightened in some way.
Oh, that's, yeah, Deepak Chopra.
Yeah, that guy. I don't know what he is or what he does.
He's a fucking like a spiritual guru type character.
Oh, well, that makes sense then, because yeah. I liked a lot what he had to say and how everybody's one with the universe and how he connected things.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was very insightful. But I think the greatest story was Carrie Fisher, and Nick Kroll's was really funny. Mark Maron was on there. Sarah Silverman was on there. But they were just like basic shit.
Oh, my God. Fucking old boy ASAP Rocky.
He was funny.
He said, I shot rainbows from my dick.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the camera stopped and he goes, and it made a sound like, dude, I was laughing my ass off, dude. I love shit like that, man.
From my dick hole.
From my dick hole. I shot rainbows from my dick hole. What about Ron Swanson being the host?
I had to do a double take because I'm like, it sounds like him, but it didn't really look like him. Well, but then I was like, yeah, that's him.
Yeah, that's for sure him. Mm-hmm. I like that guy.
I love him. He's like, this is your brain. This is your brain on drugs.
And the other dude.
This is your brain on my sandwich. And he eats it.
The other dude from Parks and Rec was in that fucking like bad 80s like after school special throughout the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. No, what's that fucking guy's name? He wasn't from Parks and Rec.
Yeah, he was dating Leslie Knope.
He was dating Leslie Knope. He was also in Step Brothers. Shout out Step Brothers.
Yeah, the fucking brother.
Derek was his name.
Derek.
Step Brothers, but and I don't know his real. Like yeah, he's funny. He looks like an after school special.
Yeah, it was a good thing. Like, I would check it out just for entertainment value because I like hearing other people's stories, especially, like I said, after going through somewhat of a quote-unquote bad trip. Like, I like to hear other people's, you know, what they've gone through because I'm super interested in it. I mean, like, I joke about it. You said it to me for a couple years ago. You're like, what do you want to do this year for your birthday? And I said, mushrooms, straight face. And you're like, ha, 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 ha. And I'm like, no, I'm for real.
Well, I laughed at you because there's no way that we'd be able to do it together.
We have to figure out a way. We have to figure out a way. We can send these kids away. We'll send them away. It's a fucking sleepaway camp. I don't give a fuck. Send these kids away.
I ain't going nowhere.
I need 48 hours with you to just do mushrooms and hot tub and fucking travel the universe together and shoot rainbows from my dick.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's what we need to do. But the stories were good. My boy from Hot Tub Time Machine was in it too, and I thought that was hilarious because
he was so good.
He played the dude from dude from the league with the gap tooth, Andre.
Fucking Andre, he's the I don't know worst. His real name. I don't either.
But when they told their stories, they were either animated or they had people do recreations. And Rob Corddry played Andre from the league, and they blacked out one of his tooth to make the gap.
They blacked out the middle of both teeth.
Dude, it was fucking hysterical.
I lost my shit.
But then when it came back around, the dude from the league with the gap tooth played Rob Corddry in his story. I was like, that's fucking so funny, dude. Yeah, that's
funny.
Because they kind of look like each other. They're just pasty, bald,
and
white
like
dudes.
You said it was probably a long time in the making because Andy Bourdain was on there, Anthony Bourdain.
Anthony Bourdain, yeah. And that one, well, I mean, Carrie Fisher's gone now, too.
I know, but I don't know.
Anthony Bourdain was a soft spot for me, man, because I love that dude, and I feel he committed suicide in that. You never really know.
I think that's why it makes it. It's worse, because Carrie Fisher died of natural causes. She was older. She didn't take her own life. And yeah. I think Anthony Bourdain was just a sad story.
And that's always...
outside looking in, he had everything.
And that's a hard one for me, man, because I mean, like I've talked about on here before, you know, like when I was young, my friend took his life and I still to this day don't know why. And you never really do. And it just makes it tough. It just makes it tough. And I like that guy. I respected the hell out of him. I thought his show was cool. I enjoyed him a lot. Mm-hmm. So that was yeah, it was cool to see him, though. It was cool to see him.
Yeah, and him talk about, he just looked happy. He looked happy when he was talking about it. But, like, we talked to, like, I talked to Logan about, like, suicides and stuff, like, because he's...
Do you
10,
really?
He's 10, yeah. He's 10. He was
What have you said to him?
Well, he's been listening to this Linkin Park song, like, over and over again. I forget what it's called, You would think I would know it because he listens to it over and over again. So I said, yeah, the guy, I said, he killed himself. He committed suicide. And he was like, what? And I said, yeah. I said, he just was in a depressed state and didn't think that there was any way out of it. So he decided that the best thing to do was take his own life. So I said, you know.
I don't remember all the details with Chester from Linkin Park, but I feel like it's been a couple years now, but I feel like when it happened that it came out that like in some way, it had something to do with that pedophile ring because the Chris Cornell from Soundgarden, I think, was connected to the whole situation as well. Yeah, I might be speaking out of school because it's been a couple years now. And shout out to CTE. I got a goldfish brain. I don't really remember like that. But
well, anytime that I have a chance to talk to him about serious stuff like that, I take it just because I want him to know that if he feels that way, that he can talk to me. And if he feels like his friends are going through something like that, that he should open up and talk to them about it. Because you just never know what somebody's going through. But just because he's getting older and he's getting into an awkward part of his life and his friends might be going through an awkward part in their lives. So I just want him to understand that it's okay to ask people how they're doing.
Well, kids are brutal to each other too, man.
Well,
yeah, I mean, and Logan is a sensitive kid anyway. So like he probably takes it more to heart than he probably should sometimes, you know, and I mean, kids being brutal, couple that with being sensitive. And I mean, next thing you know, like you might be feeling a certain kind of way, you know?
Right, exactly. Yeah. So I was like, if you're...
That's good, man. I didn't realize, you know, that was...
It doesn't matter what it is. If it's real life shit and it's something sparks a conversation with him, I take the opportunity to have it.
That's good. You're a good mom.
Well, I do what I can. I'm not the best.
You're a good mom. But...
Even though they tell me I am.
Yeah. Well, that's all that counts, man. That's all that counts is what they think, man.
That's always Lucas. Sometimes I think it's just words.
Doesn't matter what fucking I think or, you know, anyone else thinks, you know, so long as the fucking kids feel like you're doing good, man. I mean,
that's what Logan's told me, is that sometimes don't feel like a bad mom, because when he was doing his schoolwork and we were having such a tough time, I felt like I wasn't doing a good job because I wasn't on top of him enough. But then I also feel like he's 10, he should be more responsible. But, you know, I broke down because I was helping him with his project. And I'm like, I shouldn't be having to do this with you right now. Because if you would have just followed what they gave you, we wouldn't be 11 o'clock on a Sunday night. And then I got upset. So he's like, don't feel like a bad mom. I'm sorry. I should have stepped it up. And so, I mean,
I sometimes feel like he plays you, though.
Well, when stuff like that happens, I feel like he is listening to when I tell him about just empathy.
He's
and
not
sympathy.
Stupid. No, he's not stupid. He hears. Well, he hears, he knows.
Like when he's being sweet, you shouldn't just straight go to he's manipulating, because that's what you do every time.
Not every time.
A lot of time.
No.
Because
I can.
The little one.
Because, well, the little one fucking is. The little one has goals. He's doing. He's very calculated. He's doing the things he does for a reason.
Sometimes.
No.
Because I download games for him all the time on my phone, and then a couple times he was like, can you download this? And then I ended up spending a dollar on Roblox. And I'm like, oh, I thought it was a game. Like, you just tricked me out of a dollar.
Yeah.
And he's done that a couple times. Little fucker.
You fucking took me for a turn there. Sorry. I meant to ask you when we were talking about it, do you have any thoughts of your own on this? Because when I was kicking around what to talk about this week, and then we decided we were going to watch that show, and then, you know, I was like, well, maybe we'll just talk about that shit because I got the question, and we, you know, we watched it, and it all kind of the pieces fit. And I was talking to Jason the other night, and he was like, you're going to talk about psychedelics. How does Dutch have any feelings on that? And I was like, I don't know, motherfucker. I guess we're going to find out. You know, because you don't really, when I start talking about this stuff, you kind of clam up. And you just let me talk. And because rather than have a conversation about it, you just let me talk at you.
Well, I feel like I don't have a lot to say, as I haven't had any experiences. I don't feel there's anything wrong with it. I mean, I'd like to try it.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Are you curious about it like I am?
Of course. Of course I am. I don't have the opportunities like you to.
What fucking opportunities do I have? You make it sound like I'm fucking.
No, I'm saying because
fear and loathing and shit,
dude. Because you've got friends like Adam and Jason and. You've been to New Jersey twice, and that's the kind of stuff that they like to do and have fun. And I don't have the same things. I don't have the same opportunities as all. But I feel like I can't talk on something if I don't experience it. And it's not that I don't want to. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it at all.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's probably what he was getting at. You know, like, do you have like negative thoughts on it?
No, none at all.
So I'm super curious about it, and I have been for years. And like it's like I said, since having that, it's been more so just, you know, building and building and building. And like I feel like, you know, even just doing little things, like, you know, I experimented with the float tank last year with you, and we did that, and like I had a very different experience
in that
than
off.
You did.
I was and just trying to take a nap.
Kind of. Going back to what you said about, like, you know, your mindset and your intention and things like that, you know, like I went in there with the hopes that something would happen, and I feel like it kind of did, where you went in there and you were fucking spinning around and doing belly flops and whatever the fuck you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but I like I said, that, you know, again, like I had a very psychedelic experience stone sober just by doing sensory deprivation, you know, and that's what I mean. Like, I'm so interested in this shit.
Has a lot to do with meditation,
and I'm getting more into that too. Like, I listen to the fucking the different frequencies now when I sleep. I listen to the binaural, even like in here when I'm just working. Like, I put it on the shark speaker back there and shit.
It's not just that though. Like, you have to be in a certain state of mind. I feel like your body has to be positioned correctly to get the most out of it. There's a lot of things that you should do, I think, to enhance the process.
Well, I'm trying. It's a definite focus of mine to try to be more mindful and to just to be better mentally, you know, because like we don't really know anything about our brains. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know. It's basically just like a big fucking antenna. And I mean, I'm starting to have different beliefs on that. And even, you know, like, Just from reading things and watching things about, like, you know, like,
well, that
the nature
Blue Book,
of
or was it what did we watch? And it was a lady that she was able to go to that place in the mountains and tell you that there was certain things, and there was like an underground base and stuff. And
what was it? What?
Oh, no. Maybe it was that Alaska thing. We watched something with the Antarctic where they went to that big...
Motherfucker, we did.
And there had that lady, and she can... I mean...
Astral projection.
Yeah.
And that's so funny because our entire Creatures, the episode that we did last night, was on astral projection. Oh. Because there's these... It was, funny enough, called Project Stargate. Mm. And these declassified CIA tests where it was kind of like... The men who stare at goats, you know, like they were trying, like the CIA was trying to like use people to remote view, and they sent them to fucking Mars in the year like a million BC or something. And like they had this dude walking through pyramids and shit and talking to these people on Mars or whatever. Like mm-hmm. we just did, I mean, look for the new Creatures when it comes out. Like we just did a whole thing on astral projection, and I completely fucking forgot about that lady you're talking about.
Yeah. So I feel like your mind can do a lot of things. It's that you have to train it just like anything else. If you're a bodybuilder, you have to train. If you're a swimmer, you have to train. I feel like if you want to be somebody that could do things like that, then you have to train your mind. You have to look at it differently. And you have to, like, there's parts of your brain that we don't even use. So I feel like you have to, like, unlock those parts of your brain. And how to do that, I don't know.
Oh, I don't either. I don't either. But I think that, you know, from...
Taking psychedelics would probably help.
I think that that is, you know, I mean, a lot of people think that that's the missing link in the evolutionary chain is, you know, like early cavemen found mushrooms and experimented with, you know, different food sources. And they took mushrooms and the brain expanded. And then mm-hmm. we are here as we are now.
Well, I was watching a show that says that Sasquatch could teleport. That's why you see them 1 minute and they're gone the next. Because they're on a different frequency than everybody else. And they can just like... Ba-doop.
Well, see, and this is funny, too. Like, I don't want to keep beating the Creatures thing, but I said this with the astral projection. Jason and I actually read the transcript of the test thing. You know, I was the monitor. He was the test subject. And at one point, the guy asked the test subject to interact, to see if he could interact with the being that he saw. Mm-hmm. And he said that the being thought that he was hallucinating the guy. And I was like, that's so fucked up. So, like, he's astral projecting himself, and the guy thought the alien on Mars or whatever thought that he was having a hallucination. I said, what if ghosts here are other people astral projecting from different fucking realities or different planets or different, you know, nearby things here? And we see them as ghosts, but maybe that's just an actual somebody fucking doing the same thing in reverse. Because if we could do it there, I mean, like, it stands to reason they could come back to us, right?
That was the movie that Nicole Kidman was in when they lived in that house and they thought the house was haunted, but they were actually the ghosts.
That was some fucking like, hey, Sixth Sense came out. Let's capitalize on that. That was like fucking 3 years after Sixth Sense.
The same idea. But sometimes you don't see ghosts, but sometimes it's just energy. So, but like, you know, you never know what happens on the other side until you're there.
Yeah. And that's something I've been thinking about too. Just, you know, I don't know. Like I feel like that a lot of people like end of life get spiritual. And I hope that this isn't a precursor that I'm at the end of my life. But like, I've been starting to like think about a lot of that stuff, you know, like.
It's just your company.
My company?
Yeah, like the guys that you talk to and hang out with, and they get into stuff, and then you guys just start talking back and forth, and that's what it is. I feel like if you didn't meet these guys that you'd still
be. We all have different flavors, though, and that's my flavor. Like, it's, Adam dabbles in that a little bit, but I mean, like, I'm more so even now than I think he is mm-hmm. on that type of shit. You know, like I'm becoming more woo woo, and I mean it freaks me out a little bit. But and that's a good transition to I want to do a verbal retraction.
Okay.
Because 3 weeks ago we were talking about I think it was 3 weeks ago we were talking about Midnight Gospel, the Duncan Trussell show that mm-hmm. came out on Netflix, and we were kind of like. Mixed reviews, kind of like meh, you know, because we'd only watched the first couple and didn't really know what to expect.
Right.
And then I went back and finished the entire series by myself after hearing, you know, because we said that, and then somebody came to me and they were like, you know, that's just like his podcast, right? They animated his podcast, they added a couple of things, and I was like, well, I do, I know that now, but I wasn't expecting it. Mm-hmm. When I heard that Pendleton Ward was involved, I was expecting it to be Adventure Time for Grown-Ups kind of thing, you know, like there was going to be a storyline.
There was like some shit going on online about how this is terrible and all that stuff. Like,
oh, really?
Oh, yeah. People were like, how dare you put this stuff on
Who
Netflix?
Said that?
Probably Karens.
I've heard nothing but like rave reviews.
Well, just because the artwork was so out there and psychedelic, and they were just saying it was inappropriate.
Well, I want to do an official retraction, because I watched the rest of the series and having that in my mind, and then it helped a little bit to, you know, not because I expected something different and that's not what it was, and I feel like maybe I was kind of disappointed. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, there was a couple powerful episodes, even though, you know, I replayed the one for you today.
Ugh, where I don't know why you did it.
Because I mean, like, I can't remember the last time I watched something like that blew me away like that. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it was a podcast that he did with his mom, who is now passed, and like they were talking about it, and it was a great fucking episode, man. I mean, it was the last episode in the series.
Spiritual.
Which makes sense, because that's, I mean, like, Duncan's like that. And yeah. I said that too, like, I'm not a big Duncan fan, which, I mean, like, I wasn't. He kind of grew on me. Sometimes he still loses me a little bit, but I mean, like, I like Duncan, man. Duncan's mm-hmm. cool. You okay? No? I mean, it's okay. It's okay.
I'm trying to, like...
You don't have to not. I mean, I see you. You look like you're trying with every fiber of your being to hold it in. You don't have to.
No, I know. It's just easier for me to, like, try to forget than to, like, let it out. So I push it back so it doesn't affect me around, like, you guys.
Why?
I don't know. It's just something in me, I guess.
I mean, especially around us. I mean, you shouldn't feel like you have to hide anything from us.
No, but I don't want to make anybody else sad either. So I just kind of like try to not think about it, I guess. And that's when she started showing me that show. I'm like, why did you do this to me?
It didn't help.
I think it's just like his mom had such a different like experience than what mine did. So my mom wasn't ready and she wasn't okay with it. So it was just harder, you know? Because, you know, his mom had, Duncan's mom had cancer for like 4 years. Mm-hmm. And they kept telling her she was going to pass away like within 6 months. And with my mom, it was, she went from she's gonna be fine to everything just shut down. So she was scared and nobody was ready for it. And then this was, you know, the first Mother's Day that we didn't have her. So it was just like really hard.
What was the second?
She died in March. When's Mother's Day?
May.
Oh, it felt like the first, I guess.
It was for a full year.
Yeah, so it felt like the first.
Mm-hmm.
I could be vulnerable.
I know.
I don't mind it.
I know.
But I'm sure other people went through the same stuff.
So. Well, that's the thing. Everybody does go through it, you know?
Everybody experiences it different. Like, she's just all like, you know, I feel like I'm more connected to the universe because I'm accepting that I'm dying. And, like... It was just, like I said, different because...
She said something that stuck with me is that she was both living and dying at the same time, and she was holding them both together.
Right.
And that, you know, that kind of made everything better.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, I mean, that hit me hard.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, with my mom, she didn't have time to come to terms with anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because by she had had the strokes and then... She just had like a little bit of dementia because of the strokes, and she'd come in and out of consciousness, and she'd come in and out of, you know, remembering who I was, not remembering who I was. So I feel like if it was a different situation and she was more prepared and was, you know, okay, I don't want to say okay with it because I don't think that a majority of people are okay with it.
Mm.
But it just wasn't it just wasn't a good experience.
Well, I mean, that's something that we've talked about before too, and dealing with this, you know, because we're not necessarily like organized religion, you know, and
well, she went to church and she was Catholic, so I had the priest come and do the last rite because I knew that that's what she would have wanted.
Right, on her side. What I mean is for us that are left here now, dealing with that, and anybody that's dealt with that, you look for a way to explain it or to feel better about it, you know, and nobody knows, and that's the bitch of it, is you don't, I can't sit here and tell you things for certainty. I can sit here and tell you things to comfort you. And that's why, you know, when last year, I think is when we started talking about this a lot, is when, you know, different thoughts about what could, cause you know, you said energy doesn't stop and this and that. Right. And I mean, like that's, it's all interesting because it's like, okay, what if I close my eyes here and I wake up and, you know, the next one over, or I close my eyes here and I wake up and we do this all again, or, you know, like the,
well, and that's why a lot of, I want to say a lot, cause there hasn't been that many cases, but once in a while, like a kid 4 years old will be like, you know, I'm so-and-so from this time. And they're from a past life. They have past lives and they remember it because their minds aren't closed off yet to reality. Mm-hmm. So they can remember what they were doing and who they were. And there was a specific story that I remember was a little boy that said he was like a war veteran. And they went and researched the name that, you know, he said he was. And they found all this stuff on him. And he was in where they said he was going to be. He was stationed where the little boy said he was. And it was just really interesting to me because how would you know that? You know, unless you were that person.
I think there's something to it and nobody knows for sure. And that's why it's important to have an open mind, you know, about the possibility of what you think you know is wrong, you know, like.
Yeah, I think it is important to have an open mind too, because I also feel that if you believe that you're going to heaven after you die, that's where you go. I feel like if you believe that your energy is going to stay on Earth, then that's where it stays. I feel like if you have a more open mind to it, then I feel like you could move through dimensions and back and forth to heaven or Earth or wherever you want to go. Like, I feel like whatever your mindset is, that's what's going to happen. Like, that's your heaven.
And I read something recently that said, no matter what you're going through, just remember that you chose to be here. Mm-hmm. Everything that you're experiencing in your life is what you picked out for yourself. And basically what that means is that, you know, like we're something more than just humans, and we're incarnating ourselves in this reality basically for to learn, you know? So if I picked to be me, it was for a reason. Like, I picked to be me so I could see what it would be like to be, you know, a fucking quasi radio guy on the internet. Or I picked what it was like to be me because maybe I didn't have children, you know, and I wanted to see what it was like to have children, you know, like, I don't, there's something that makes, I don't want to, it just makes sense to me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It just resonates with me. It just makes sense. I don't know if it's true or not.
Well, I know I picked me because I'm just awesome.
Is that why? Is that why?
I feel
like again, like I don't, hard. I didn't mean to upset you. We're just, you know, we're just, I probably should have known, but I didn't intend for it. And I can, like I said, I can trim all this out. It doesn't.
No, it's fine. I tend not to talk about it because I can't.
You're very emotional, and I mean, you always have been about just about everything. So. It does add up. It does make sense. But I love you very much.
I know. I love you too. Another thing that Duncan's mom said too was, you know, he's like, "How do you deal with it?" She just said, "You cry."
Yeah, that was that hit me a little bit too. Because that's really all you can do, you know.
Right.
That's really like, and that's why I tell you not to worry about it. Not to hold it back, you know.
It's so drained though. Like when you cry, it's just it drains everything in your body.
I think that's the good point. Of it. Yeah, that's the good of it. Yeah, you know.
It's like a cleanse. Almost.
Yeah, you flush all that shit out. Let it go. You know.
Yeah. I know.
Well, why don't we go ahead and wrap up? Because we got we got the hot tub going and we got some drinks here, and I feel like we need to go out and we need to do a little bit of a little hot tub time together. Maybe we'll travel through time. Hot tub time machine.
These kids need to go to fucking sleep so they don't come out there.
This has been another episode of Hashtag No Offense Show. If you're a new listener, thank you so much for giving us a shot. Please come back and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. We're available everywhere. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, everywhere you can find podcasts. Also, shout out to the Inner Circle Podcast Network, of which we are a member. Go to Inner Circle PN on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, innercirclepn.com, and you can find us alongside Simmons & Moore, Shit Happens When You Party Naked, The Hood Diner, The Plunge, and Failing Hollywood, as well as a bunch of original programming the Inner Circle provides. Creatures in the Night, Slimmer Circle, Inner Circle Sports, The Winter Circle, all kinds of great content. You know, if you like what we're doing, I'm guarantee you like what they're doing. Follow us everywhere on social media at HTNOS, on the web at HTNOS.com. Shoot us an email at HTNOS@yahoo.com. Give us a call in. Keep those messages coming. I do like to hear them. I don't necessarily play all the ones we get. I don't read all the ones I get, but that doesn't mean I appreciate them any less. You know, like if we're doing something, if we're saying something that you can relate to or you're digging it, man, by all means, reach out and let us know. And on that note, too, special shout out to The Plunge. The Plunge is recording episode 100 this week.
Oh, very good.
That's a big milestone for them.
Yeah, congrats, guys.
So keep an eye out for that as well. Everybody called in and wished them well and everything. They're going to be recording that soon and play all the messages.
Oh, cool. I need to call then.
Then go ahead. They love to hear from you. Everybody loves the Dutch.
Yeah. Not when I make fun of their girlfriends, though.
I'm sure he'll talk about that too. If you want to reach me solo style, I'm The Real Wutzke on Twitter and Instagram and everywhere. And
I'm Duchess Wutzke on Twitter.
And we'll talk to you. Mm-hmm. I'll talk to anybody, man.
You got to at mention me though, because I'm really not on social media a lot.
I'm really not either. I say that I'll talk to you, but like same thing. Like, I'm phasing it out more and more. If it wasn't for this show, I probably wouldn't even be doing it.
I don't do Facebook anymore. I'm not on Instagram. I don't know why I don't use it.
I know why. Because, I mean, like, I go on there and immediately get mad. I scroll 3 fucking times and I'm like, again with this shit? Put phone down. Mm-hmm. But, you know. We're the Hashtag No Offense Show.